Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Vampires living here in America? Yup. It's Anna and Raven. Joe Laycock is a religious studies professor at Texas State University and vampire expert.
Professor, we are fascinated. We have so many questions.
Where do vampires come from? And I'm assuming the answer is Transylvania?
Come on.
Well, we associate vampires with Transylvania because of Count Dracula. An actual historical figure, right, better known as Vlad Tepes, was actually considered a hero in his day because the Ottoman Empire wanted to invade Europe, and first they had to get through Transylvania, and he was very brutal in fighting them and did things like impale people on stakes to frighten the Ottomans away. But that part of the world, there is an idea that people who were very cruel or wicked in life can come back from the dead. And so Bram Stoker used Vlad Tepes as the inspiration for his novel Dracula. But these ideas don't just come from Transylvania, Romania. They come from Russia, Germany, Greece. And so our idea of the vampire combines traditions from all of these different European cultures.
Always amazing to me the different variations of these legends, but yet the similarities. And that's because it's rooted in the truth. Right?
Well, you know, there's a lot of research on could there be some sort of phenomenon that explains vampires. For example, we know that if you don't know how bodies decay and you dig up a body out of its coffin, gases will push blood out of the mouth so it looks like they've been drinking fresh blood. And so there's a lot of that kind of speculation. I haven't found anything that I think is a smoking gun yet, but it's a fun project to think about.
The wooden stake. Is that real? Like the wooden stake through the heart is the only way you can kill a vampire?
So the stake through the heart is absolutely real. And the idea was basically that the vampires stay in their coffins, and then at night they come out and they attack people. If you want to make sure they can't get out of that coffin at night,
right,
one thing you can do is just, you know, thumbtack them to the bottom. The idea of that bodies have to be staked, we see in a lot of cultures. In fact, under English common law, there was a rule that if you commit suicide, your body is supposed to be staked and buried at the crossroads. So it's a common idea that the dead are not going to stay dead unless we help.
Wow. Creepy.
Do you really have to invite a vampire in?
So again, each culture has kind of its own traditions about these creatures. Again, they don't use the word vampire. They use a whole range of words. But in some of these legends, they have to be invited in. And, you know, one of the functions of that folklore is it creates a sense, you know, you're not totally helpless. These things can't really get you unless you make a mistake, right? And to some extent, it's your own fault if you get attacked by the vampire.
I read this article that says that there's 5,000 real vampires that live in the United States.
Yeah, that's real. I've met some of these so-called real vampires. It's really important to understand that when they say I'm a vampire, they don't mean that they can turn into a bat or that they'll live forever or something like this. But some of them do believe that they're not like normal people. And some of them say even, you know, I have to drink human blood regularly to feel healthy. I don't feel right if I haven't had some blood. And I want to be clear, I'm talking about a few drops of blood from a consenting adult, not going out and tearing into somebody's throat. That's what those numbers mean when they say there's 5,000 vampires in America.
Joe, as a vampire expert, have you ever drank the blood of another human?
No, I never have. And I've also never let one of my research subjects taste my blood.
Good.
Right. But, good. But they have asked,
haven't they? I have a colleague who's done that. In religious studies, which is my field, we're always trying to understand other people's cultures, but there are certain limits to how far we're going to go. So for one of mine, it's no blood play. That's science. That's my limit.
Seems safe. That seems like the right choice there.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
Joe Laycock is a religious studies professor at Texas State University, author, and vampire expert. Thanks so much for talking to us, Joe. We appreciate it.
It's been fun. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.